And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 18th of December, 2010. 1892, on this day, the Nutcracker Ballet had its premiere at the Mariinsky Theater in St. Petersburg, Russia, a collaboration between the choreographer Marius Petipa and the composer Peter Tchaikovsky. The two of them had teamed up to produce The Sleeping Beauty, which had been successful, so they set out to do The Nutcracker. Inspired by the story by E.T.A. Hoffman, The Nutcracker and the Mouse King, a rather dark, disturbing story, German girl named Marie, miserable family life, falls in love with a Nutcracker doll that her godfather gives her at a Christmas party. And that night after the party, the grandfather clock starts chiming, and Marie thinks she sees her godfather sitting on top of it, and then the army of evil mice invade the room, led by the Mouse King with seven heads, who tries to kill the Nutcracker. The story was a little bit too dark and bloody for a children's ballet, so the novelist Alexandre Dumas cleaned it up a little bit and made it into a story called The Nutcracker, and it was that version that was chosen for the ballet. Neither Tchaikovsky nor Marius Petipa thought it was a very good story, but Petipa finally got behind it when he realized that he could make the Sugar Plum Fairy a starring role for a ballerina. And Tchaikovsky became more enthusiastic about it when he discovered the instrument, the celesta, which sounded to him like a glockenspiel, and he featured it in The Dance of the Sugar Plum Fairy. There were the usual conflicts in the collaboration. Tchaikovsky thought that the choreographer was taking over too much of the music and infringing on his territory. And when The Nutcracker finally opened on this night in 1892, the initial reviews were not very favorable. One critic wrote, "For dancers, there's rather little in it. For art, absolutely nothing. And for the artistic fate of our ballet, one more step downward." But people loved Tchaikovsky's score, The Waltz of the Flowers, The Russian Dance, and The Nutcracker has gone on to become the most often performed ballet of all time. It's the birthday of Charles Wesley, born Epworth, England, 1707, who, along with his brother John, was the founder of the Methodist movement. The term Methodist was at first applied to them as an insult. The two of them were so methodical in their schedules. It's the birthday of Steven Spielberg, born Cincinnati, 1946, who became famous in 1975 with the movie Jaws, the first summer blockbuster. And it's the birthday of the playwright Christopher Fry, born in Bristol, England, 1907, best known for his play The Ladies Not for Burning. Christopher Fry, who said, "In tragedy, every moment is eternity. In comedy, eternity is a moment." Here's a poem for today by Michael Chitwood, "Here I Am, Lord." The ribbed black of the umbrella is an argument for the existence of God. That little shelter we carry with us and may forget beside a chair in a committee meeting we did not especially want to attend. What a beautiful word, umbrella, a shade to be opened, like a bat's wing, scalloped, it shivers, a drumhead beaten by the silver sticks of rain, and I do not have mine, and so the rain showers me. A poem by Michael Chitwood, "Here I Am, Lord," from his collection Poor Mouth Jubilee, published by Tupelo Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, you can follow them on Twitter at PoetryFound, and by Gather.com, the social network where people can make new friends who share their interests. You can meet people talking about writing and literature at writing.gather.com. Engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.